LJ Pemberton's in studios from Kirkland, and it is such a great place. We were over at Albert Taylor yesterday, and I hadn't been in there for a long time.
Oh, wow.
Well, it was for the president's state of the address, which is always interesting, because I think that your president is a very calm and steady voice.
Yes.
He's not like some people are rah-rah guys,
right.
or, you know,
right.
he just seems...
He's not there to rile you up. He's there to let you know it's going to be okay.
Steady. He's like a voice of calm, you know? And so then we went over and did the whole Health Sciences Center, which was great. Video will be up on that on Nauticator.com today. There's a story and photos up from last night. Ton of people from the community. And I was just sort of making a list of all of the gyms that are external from Millikan University, meaning it's not just for people on the campus. Mm-hmm. It's like every time one of these things open, you know, what does it mean to people who live in the community? Mm-hmm. And there's no finer example of that, and has been that way for decades, than Kirkland Fine Arts Center.
That's right.
I mean, yes, you use it for students and
sure.
a lot of people perform, but it is a great venue to come see a show. And this Saturday, I didn't know, do you know what a sock rock band is?
Sock rock.
Mm-hmm.
It's a new term. Sock rock. Do you want me to define it for you?
Yeah, I don't know that is a term.
So it's like indie rock.
Okay.
That is lyric driven.
Okay.
Usually has a dry sense of humor.
Okay.
And there's a lot of talk singing.
Okay.
So I don't know if you're familiar with the band Cheek Face. They bill themselves as America's local band.
Yes.
And this band, Marble Teeth, that's opening for...
And they're local, right?
They're local.
Yeah.
They're opening for Marcy Playground on Saturday at Kirkland Fine Arts Center. And we're so excited to have them. I've actually seen them at a show in town. I went to a basement show, like a basement punk show in town. I
love those.
And they
haven't been in years. Love those.
It was incredible. I had a blast. They played.
You're so far ahead of this. I've tried to Google this three times, and it gives me soft rock. It gives me socket rock. I mean, it takes me everything but the definition of sock rock.
Right. I know it's very new.
You're making this up.
This is cutting edge.
Okay.
This is
basement stuff.
This is the new rock and roll that's happening in America.
All right,
now.
You got me curious.
They're great. They're great.
And you can, what is it,
marbletea.bandcamp.com? Yes, and you can listen to their stuff. These guys are from Decatur.
All right, that's amazing.
They're playing shows not just in the central Illinois area, but they've started touring nationally.
Really?
They're up and coming.
Okay, like they're going to be the opening act.
Right.
And this is one of those things. I kid you not. When I was in high school, U2 played Rock's Bar in Charleston, Illinois, you know, right off the campus of EIU. I mean, if you've ever been
wow.
to Rock's, and there's
yeah.
nothing against Rock's, it's the definition of a dive bar.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so the people at that show will forever have the memory of, okay, now this is what it costs to see them at the Sphere in Las Vegas
right.
40 years later after maybe one of the most successful careers on earth. But you got to see them win.
Right.
So that's
just
the local angle.
You saw
angle.
Them first. You
yes.
saw them before they were famous.
All right. So tickets are 30, 35, and 40. What does that mean? Where am I at for 30? Where am I at for 35? Where am I at for 40?
That's tiered. 40, you're looking at really close to the stage.
Okay.
Now, I got to say, Marcy Playground's the headliner. We didn't really touch on that, but they're kind
We're
of
We're going
a big
back
deal.
To that. Okay. I know. I just wanted the sock rock thing. I'd never heard of that.
Okay. So if you do the $40 ticket, which, believe it or not, those are the most popular ones. People want to be close to the stage for a show like this.
It's the opposite of going to class.
Exactly. You're trying to get up there. You want to be right
yep.
next to the musicians. And then I think 35 is the tier right behind that. I want to say that starts beyond row 12.
Okay, but still.
It's still really
12,
close.
Well, 12 is a lot of people's wheelhouse.
I would argue
those are better seats.
It's a better seat. You can see the whole stage from that vantage.
Don't disagree. I always think
yeah.
of Kirkland for
it's
Vespers.
Great.
Like, you know,
right.
where do you want to be able to see the and get the best experience?
Right. And
okay.
Then, you know, 30s
so,
in the back.
Marcy Playground. You know, the 90s kind of alternative scene, right?
Right.
Was an interesting one to me.
There was good stuff happening. This band, it's really interesting because their music is awesome, but they are primarily known for their platinum selling hit Sex and Candy. Like most people are like, oh, Marcy Playground, Sex and Candy.
Yes.
But they have been doing alternative music for 20 years now, and they have a cult following around the United States.
Okay, people, so you're bringing people, I mean, so what are you seeing then in ticket sales?
A lot of
people coming from out of town.
Oh my gosh, we have 80% of our ticket sales so far are people who are traveling to see the show and spend the night because they can't wait to see Marcy Playground.
See, that ought to cue you indicator. You got people willing to drive 6 hours to come to the show and buy a hotel room. You can go do it for $30 and go home.
Right. It's the kind of show that is in demand. We're basically kicking off their tour for the year by hosting this show. We would love to see Decatur come out and rock the house. One of my favorite songs by them is The Cloak of Elvenkind. I don't know if you know that ditty.
I'm not personally familiar with that ditty, but in the 90s, I was doing a lot of work. Music wasn't as big a part of my life. It was before then, and it certainly has been after then. I kind of checked out on the 90s a little bit.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. You're back in though, right?
Like
you're
sure.
You're listening to all the new stuff. Like Marble Teeth.
Yes, Marble Teeth.
Sock Rock.
I'm going to the next basement party. I'll be there. I was like, I can be home by 9.
They still mosh.
Oh my God.
I'm so excited to find out. This is not a mosh show, but like, No.
I always looked at the mosh thing as, man, it looks like they're having fun, but that would be a really silly way to go down and be like on crutches for 8 weeks. Oof.
Yeah. With the cost of health insurance, you got to be careful with that.
I have
stuff.
This little risk manager guy in my head. Mm-hmm. I hate him because that's the whole know people. I don't. You know, so I have the little risk manager guy in my head, and then I have the guy who hates authority. So they're constantly rubbing up against each other. So tickets are available at Kirkland. And can they get them online? Can they get them at the door? Because that's a pretty big venue.
So we are always open 3 hours before our shows.
Okay.
And you can come get a ticket at the door. And in fact, I don't know if people remember this, but if you are a Richland faculty member, staff member, or student, you can get 10% off if you show your Richland ID at the door.
Okay.
If you are a Millikan faculty or staff, you can get 10% off. And if you're a senior or veteran, you can get 10% off. So
really?
You can take advantage of that. Yeah.
That's great. I don't think I knew all that.
Well, now you do.
Okay, that's why you're here.
Yeah.
LJ Pemberton, Marketing and Patron Relations Manager at Kirkland Fine Arts Center and writer and author. We have another event coming up that's offsite.
Yes.
And what is this and what is it for and how did it come about?
Well, first of all, we all know that the Craft Beer Festival is happening on Saturday, right? That's being sponsored by the Decatur Area Arts Council. So that's Beer Downtown. And what this event is beer over at Door 4.
Okay.
Which is just like a little hike. It's not that far.
I consider it just adjacent to downtown.
It's like adjacent.
Yes.
Exactly. Over at Door 4, you can go drink, listen to some great jazz from 2 to 6 p.m. on Saturday. And then after you have your bevy, come over to Kirkland and rock the house.
Okay, so this is then before. So this is 2 to 6. All right.
2 to 6.
So what kind of jazz? Who's performing from?
We're looking at Jazz Band 1, Jazz Band 2. We also have the vocal jazz ensembles called Blue Bop.
What is Blue Bop?
One Voice.
I love that name. Is that a name that's been around a while?
I think so. It's one of the main groups.
I don't know. I can't place its origin.
Okay. I mean, we think about some really famous like a cappella groups, you know, from Millikan and stuff like that. But Blue Bop, that's a new one for me.
Yeah, I don't recognize that.
And One Voice.
And One Voice. Vocal jazz.
All right. So that's going to be basically you can stop in there and have a free show.
It's going to be great.
So for $30, you've got a free show in the afternoon, some craft beer, and then you can go and see two bands at Kirkland Fine Arts Center.
Make a day of it.
$30. What can you do for $30?
I mean, you're just loading
up. Day of entertainment.
Yeah, entertainment, period. Yeah.
Okay, so I should say about the show, one of the coolest things about it is that the students are singing and performing.
Okay.
Are their favorites of the year.
Okay, so they get to pick out.
They're like, right. We want to sing this one. We want to play this
throughout
one,
the concert season.
Exactly.
And there's now they've done the season. They're all tuned in. You're getting the best performance from them. Not
Absolutely.
Opening night. You're getting seasoned vets now that will be doing the free
this
show.
This is one of the funniest things to me because a lot of times people will tune in to what's happening at Millikan at the beginning of the school year.
Yeah.
But you're actually not getting, I mean, they're still great, but they're better in the spring.
Yeah, absolutely. Too much glass. So here's the deal. Stick tight here.
Yeah.
And I got to take a break, and then we'll come back, and we'll talk about the other stuff that's still, and what you're thinking about next year and all that. Because it's a, once again, you've been doing something for a long time, and I'm having a lot of nostalgia today. Just, learned about passing of a guy I really like. Now, he was 97 years old. He got everything out of life. But I think about the history of Kirkland and what it was kind of known for. And then when you try to sort of bring it down a little in age demographics, there's a lot of struggles to this, because it's, I think that no matter what you do, somebody says that's too young, or somebody says that's too stuffy, or somebody. But you're trying to provide such an eclectic mix of really top-notch entertainment.
Absolutely.
But we need people to do what we said at the very beginning of the show, right? We were talking about, I think, Lil Wayne. But
exactly.
You want more? Go more. Mm-hmm. You want less? Go less. That's how this stuff works. Mm-hmm. So if you don't buy the tickets, then you can't be sitting around going, there's nothing to do.
There's so much going on.
There is. Here's Nick with your 3-day forecast. Back with more right after this.
Today, there's a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms, mainly afternoon, cloudy with a high of 68 tonight. Scattered showers a possibility, mostly cloudy and a low of 49. For Friday, partly sunny, high near 68. Saturday, sunny with a high near 70. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 64 degrees. Your WSOY time is 8:19.
You've set your financial goals. One kid plans to go Big Ten, the other Ivy. Your bucket list includes seaside sunrises and sunsets on the slopes, or perhaps a second home away from it all. Busey Bank can help develop the right investment strategy to take charge of the years ahead. Busey Bank, building business, growing wealth since 1868. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
Four! Tee off this season at Red Tail Run and Hickory Point Golf Courses, offering championship-style courses for all levels, from seasoned pros to beginners. These courses provide the perfect setting for an enjoyable round of golf. Enjoy special programs like Ladies Only Golf Clinic, junior golf camps, and golf outings. And don't miss the clubhouse for top brands like Lululemon, Titleist, FootJoy, Oakley, and Callaway. Whether you need new apparel or equipment, the clubhouse has you covered. Book your tee time at golfdecatur.org today.
What's up, Doc? A brand new medical podcast brought to you by Decatur Orthopedic Center. Join Dr. Sam Sullivan as they take a peek behind the drapes into the world of orthopedics. They will explore the newest trends in orthopedics, sports injuries, and musculoskeletal health. These leading orthopedic surgeons will go into detail about surgery, life as a surgeon, and the impacting change of orthopedics. Find What's Up, Doc at nowdecatur.com under the podcast section or anywhere you get your podcasts.
Think identity theft won't happen to you? Think again. There's a new victim every 3 seconds in the U.S., over 15 million this year alone, and many don't even know they're victims. LifeLock alerts you to identity threats you could miss even when you monitor your credit. If your identity's stolen, a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft, but everyone can save up to 25% their first year with my name, Clay, as the promo code at LifeLock.com.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Thursday. Hope you're having a great start to your day. It's been sunny. It's been gray. It's been sunny. It's been gray. It's presently gray. These mornings have been weird. I don't know what mood to be in.
Yeah, it's all over the place.
Yeah. All right. Hey, LJ Pemberton's in studios with us here today at Kirkland. I'd like to put out... ask you a couple of questions.
Yeah,
we'll talk about next year and how you plan and all that. But here is the interesting thing about Kirkland as a venue. First and foremost, it's a great venue, sound-wise, experience-wise. It's amazing. Sound-wise, I think Kirkland and the Lincoln Theater, because the acoustics, in both places are just amazing. Mm-hmm. Then you go to the Devon, and it's outdoors, and it's a whole little different thing, but you get a lake and all kinds of things. The difference between the Lincoln and the Devon and other places that are selling tickets is we know this. Clay comes in and tells you, look, we're not making making money off the tickets. The tickets are basically what the artist costs to bring here, right? Divided by how many seats. It's not a hard thing to understand. They make their money off concessions.
Right.
You guys don't sell concessions.
I mean, we have some beverages, like non-alcoholic beverages you can have before the show and during intermission.
Yes.
But in general, you're coming to the show to focus on the show.
Right. And so my point being here is it's extra tough for them to you know, break even or to not have to subsidize these shows. And they're doing these shows for the entire community, not just Millikan students, you know, or else that place would sit empty a lot, you know. But now this is a great way you can come out and support the university. It's not a donation. You're basically just paying for the band. But for a $30 ticket to be able to see two bands on Saturday night, you're helping support the arts in this community and you're helping to support venues. And they have an extra struggle that other venues, you know, get to compensate for by selling lots of beer and hot dogs and whatever, right?
It's true. We are totally in favor. If you want to game, go right ahead. Yeah. You know, but we would love it. I mean, everything we bring in is for the community.
You bet.
The programming we do, we don't think what will the students want to see. We think what will the community possibly
that's exactly
see?
Right. And so you what know? You have to do if you care about the community and you care about the arts and you want live music and you want entertainment, and I had the best conversation ever with Dave Cooper, God rest his soul, founder of Marquee Coffee, when Starbucks was coming to town. And I said, Dave, and he sounded just like Elaine's boss, Jay Peterman. That was his voice. Am I lying about that?
You know, Brian. Yeah.
Elaine.
He does.
And he said, Brian, you can't have enough coffee. Coffee is good for coffee. And I thought, okay, right? You need all these venues, but you have to show up and support, because if you don't, down the road, the chance of it going away, meaning the community stuff, is possible. And so this isn't, I'm not asking you to make a charity donation. I'm just saying go get a great night of music for $30. And in turn, that is paying forward and supporting the arts. And there'll be other shows. And I'm sure you on every weekend see the same faces, people that are going to come out and support everything.
Right. We have some people who are oriented. They know what we're doing. They always come by to see what's coming up. Even if they have like not heard about it on your show or somewhere else, they just check in. They're like, we just know there's going to be something great happening at Kirkland. What do you got going on this weekend? And then we have other folks who, you know, I've been really surprised this year. It was my second year spending the whole school year at Kirkland. And we had a lot of people who are like, wow, I've never been here before.
Right.
This is beautiful.
Yeah, it's a great first experience.
That was a great show. The thing that blows my mind is whether we have a small audience or we fill the auditorium, on the way out, I have not once heard someone complain about the show. Everyone says that was an amazing show.
Yeah. Well, wait till you start selling out everything.
I have been to dozens of shows there. I took most of my coursework in that building. Mm-hmm. Among those that I've seen, One Republic on the night that were certified platinum, Kevin Hart, Mike Epps, David Copperfield.
Wow.
Did he make
Mandel.
A plane disappear?
No, not in there. It might have been. I mean, I think even Bill Cosby, Seth Meyers,
Sugar
Ray.
Did Howie Mandel do the surgical glove blow up on his head thing?
No.
Or was this serious Howie?
No, it was comedy Howie, okay. But he did Bobby's World, the little kid voice.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, so, you know, you see really, really good bands, really good comedians, high-end talent, sometimes on the way up, sometimes already established, sometimes real cheap, sometimes, you know, decent price ticket. Every single time you're sitting
and
in a comfy chair.
And sometimes it's the Nutcracker from Russia. I mean, and you got to have incredible. A little bit of all of it.
Always. Yeah. Your shoes are not sticking to the floor.
Right.
It does not smell like stale beer. It is a comfy chair. The temperature's right. You leave there feeling like you got your money's worth 100% of the time.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
and
a great experience.
And there's really not a bad seat in
yeah,
the
there's
house.
Nothing wrong with any of it. Nothing. There's no complaints to be had.
Absolutely.
And so, that's, I mean, being honest,
$30 is the cheapest ticket for the show Saturday night. Box office is open 3 hours ahead of the show. What time does it start?
The show starts at 7:30.
So the first band goes on at 7:30.
Exactly.
Okay. And then how long do they play?
They're actually, I don't know.
Okay.
Probably 30 minutes at least.
So I'm just talking to people my age out
right.
there. They plan their night starting with when do I go home?
Right.
Work your way backwards.
And work my way backwards.
How many songs can I get in before 9:15?
I swear to God.
What am I going to say?
You get a decent amount of songs in before 9:15. All right. Oh, my gosh.
Marcy Playground is the band. Now, so is the Sex and Candy song, like, it annoys me to no end when people come into Springsteen with Dancing in the Dark, because it's like, oh, get out of here. This,
like,
is,
come on.
That is not Springsteen. That was Courtney Cox planted in
he
a...
He has other songs. Springsteen, I heard.
Yes. So is that kind of the outlier for them?
I mean, it really is. They became so well known for this one song. It was on the
Billboard. Well, it was a catchy song.
And it was on the Billboard 100 for like something like 19 weeks. It was yeah. So
and that
popular.
Was MTV days, too.
It was MTV so. Days. Exactly. And the title was kind of, you know, still at that point, we even thought then.
Oh, Scandal. Yeah.
But what's, if I'm not familiar with the rest right. of their music, so what do I get Saturday night in comparison to that song?
You're getting singer-songwriter. You're getting indie rock. You're getting
how big a
alternative.
Band?
We got three guys. Bass player, drummer, singer.
Okay.
And the singer also plays guitar.
And where does the name come from?
Marcy Playground yeah. comes from the playground that the lead singer grew up playing on in Minnesota.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
He's a Midwestern guy.
Okay. And they've been playing what? I know that hit was in 97, but how long have they been together?
Basically since then.
Okay. So late 90s.
Right.
And yeah. they've still, I'm looking at just very generic, you know,
they toured last year with Toad the Wet Sprocket.
Yeah. They've got Nirvana, David Bowie, and they're like looking at some of the influences. I like that because that informs me where the art comes from. And if mm-hmm. it's something that I can go back a little further and go, okay, we share that. Right.
Yeah.
And you said Toad the Wet Sprocket?
They toured with them last year in 2023.
That's great.
Yeah. They really are considered sort of like one of the linchpin bands of the 90s alternative rock scene.
Right.
And unlike a lot of those bands, they have kept playing regularly, which is part of why they have this cult following. Because like you can see them all over the country. They tour not every year, but on a pretty regular basis, you know. And their music is fantastic. Like I am kind of... Alternative rock was like fun when I was a teenager, but I didn't stay with it that much. But I have been revisiting their entire oeuvre, and I've been like, wow, I cannot believe that I slept on a lot of these albums when I was in my early 20s and 30s. Like, you got to be kidding me.
Well, and that's the great thing about it. You know, it's in your wheelhouse of nostalgia and bringing you back to a time and mm-hmm. where you were at that time. And that's what music does best, I think. But it doesn't mean you had to be that age in the 90s to go out and appreciate the music.
Right.
You get a chance, and I'm intrigued about the local band, because I learned a lot today. I'd never heard of Sock Rock and Marble Teeth, and no one invites me to basement parties. I'd be way too old.
Group. Let's be real. I was definitely the oldest person there.
Well, then I'm completely out of the picture when it comes to that. How does one get an invitation to a basement party?
You know, you meet some people.
Okay. I know a guy.
Uh-huh. And I know a lady, and I know a few other ladies.
Yeah.
And she works on an arts campus filled with kids that are in five bands.
I run into students.
Yeah, you know. She works on the scene by proximity, but still the scene.
To be fair, I was not invited by a student. I was invited by an adult person.
We don't want to start any vicious rumors about anything. No, absolutely.
Right.
Listen. We love you here. We think you're doing a great job. I hope people support the cause because it is important. And you look at the investment and what they're doing on campus, and I told you what a wonderful day. You can go see all that at nowdecatur.com for nursing students. But this is part of it. It's an art school, and they bring the arts. And if they're not doing that, who does, right? And so you got to support the stuff. You know it, you don't know it, huge fan, not huge fan. It's a $30 ticket, and you can go out and get a wonderful night of music. And I'm always, I like going to something and being surprised.
Yeah, you're not going to sing along to every song at this show, but you're going to leave going, you know what? If they have a CD out there and a table, I might go ahead and just grab it on the way out. That's the type of band.
Okay, here's what I've been doing the last couple of weeks, watching the show The Veil. I told you it's really good. It's Stephen Wright is the creator of Peaky Blinders, who created this show.
Not the comedian.
No. He would also be very calm in a storm.
A very slow-paced show.
But this guy has an ear for picking soundtrack music and songs. He did it with Peaky Blinders, right? And so there's two, three songs that I'm like, I don't know that. Who is that?
Yep.
And now... you know, used to be you had to drive to the mall and go to Musicland, and they had a big catalog in the front.
You'd now you flip can ask pages. Siri.
Now I can just ask this? Siri, right? Tanya Andrews told me yesterday, I forgot to share it with the audience. She has an app that identifies what birds you're listening to out on your patio. I mean, literally, it geographically tunes you in while you're in the Midwest, in Illinois. You open the mic, and it will tell you what that is.
Nice.
Wow.
That's technology. You can do the same thing with music. Mm-hmm. So take a little dive into Marcy Playground today. Maybe something grabs your ear. Go buy a ticket, couple of tickets, go to the show.
There's nothing like a live experience.
Particularly a band that's been playing together for 20 years.
Yes.
They are just tight musicians.
They're tight. They know what each other's going to do.
And they know how a live show works. Right.
Exactly. And at shows like this, a lot of times bands like that understand the importance of the people that came to the show. Mm-hmm. And you might get the experiences, the opportunity for an experience beyond just the stage is a lot higher at a show like this because of the mutual appreciation of why we're all in the same building at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Yep. There you go. They do a Needle in the Damage Done cover song, Neil Young.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Yeah. I was just looking at some of the set list. Okay. All right. I know you got work to do, so we'll let you get back to it. Are you going to flight school today?
Those at home, I'm wearing a jumpsuit.
Looks like Top Gun from my vantage.
Look, it's great. It screams artist to me.
Well, you know,
it's olive green.
It's the 45th anniversary of Alien this year.
Yes, it is.
Oh, you're doing the Ripley thing.
And I went and saw it.
Oh, you did already?
In the theater, because they're re-releasing it to the theater.
Really?
Oh, the original, not the new one.
The original, the original. They re-released the original to the theater. Right. And I was inspired this morning.
Isn't there a TV series coming?
Yeah.
And there's a new Alien coming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you got the Ripley thing nailed.
I love it. I feel badass in this outfit. Oh,
there you go. What we'll do here is take a break, and then Debbie Bogle will be in from the United Way. If she's wearing a jumpsuit, I'm going to spot a trend.
And there's a chance. Of all the people we know, Debbie's the odds-on favorite to be in a romper.
All right.
I love it.
LJ Pemberton, you can go to finearts.com to buy your tickets. You can buy them ahead of the door. It's this Saturday. Then there's a free show at the door 4 during the afternoon.
Jazz
over there is part of the beer festival, craft beer festival that's going on in downtown. We appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
I'm excited.